Today, I'll be talking in the fifth of a series on mystical perspectives. These are from Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, which is available at Amazon.com and Metaphysics.com. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and I've been studying with the University of Metaphysics for quite a long time, over 50 years. And I've learned so much from Dr. Masters, and his books are just treasure troves of great information. Today we're going to be talking from the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations and the subject of the affirmations of how to be God-guided. I'm going to begin with the affirmations and then talk a little bit about the subject. I'll say it one time and then I'll repeat it and you can read along with it or if you have the book, or say it after me. The first affirmation on from the How to Be God-Guided is priority. I realize that to be God-guided, I must be as close to God as possible, and therefore make my relationship to God the number one priority in my life. I'll repeat it. I realize that to be God-guided, I must be as close to God as possible, and therefore make my relationship to God the number one priority in my life. This is such a powerful and true statement. In other words, a lot of times people say they want to be God-guided or can understand that it's important, but you have to make it the number one priority in your life. Everything else can wait, but your relationship with God cannot. It has to be the number one thing you think of when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night and when you work on relationships. You have this communication and love that goes back and forth. It's so valuable and so important. As you develop your relationship with God, you begin to trust and believe more and more, and the benefits are unlimited. There are unlimited benefits to being in tune and having your number one priority to be God-guided. The second is dedication. I dedicate my body, mind, and soul to God's presence within me, for the greater my dedication, the more God guidance I receive. Again, I dedicate my body, mind, and soul to God's presence within me. For the greater my dedication, the more God guidance I receive. Now, God is always here with you. God's always presence. It can be no other way because you are part of God. You have that spark from the Creator, from God, right there inside you. But whether you want to be aware and dedicate yourself to that God presence within you is up to you and how much you want to dedicate yourself to be opening to receive the God guidance is a key. Because God is always there, but you don't have to always listen. And many times, like children, we're playing out there in the field or in the playground of life, and we don't want to listen to the guidance that might be best for us, because we think we'll have more fun if we're out on our own. This whole life is a school, and depending on how well you listen and learn and get guided by God, the more you can really use your time here on earth to not only improve your own life, but to help others. The next one is will. I give up my personal will to God's and thus increase God's guidance as my sole purpose for this lifetime, and it is more than readily achieved. Once again, I give up my personal will to God's and thus increase God's guidance as my soul's purpose for this lifetime is then more readily achieved. This is something we have to do daily. We always think we're in control of our life, and well, to a degree we are. But that's the ego self. That's our individuation. That's our individual self. That is not the reason necessarily that you can really achieve what you are meant to achieve in this lifetime. With God there guiding you as your life coach, you can then increase that guidance and achieve what your real purpose is here in life. Now, through meditation and many other ways, we learn more and more what that is, but it's a daily thing to turn your personal will over to God's and then really be an instrument for God's will. The next one is negativity. I release all stored up negative energy in my body, mind, and soul to the sublimating light of God's healing light within me, knowing the negative energy forms are just an internal blockage of the positive energy of God's guidance. One more time. I release all stored up negative energy in my body, mind, and soul to the sublimating light of God's healing light within me, knowing the negative energy forms are an internal blockage of the positive energy of God's guidance. Now, we don't realize how much negative energy we can take on in just the course of a day. Once you turn on the news, once you start talking to people, there is negative energy, a lot of energy that is negative that is out there. And it's really up to us to clear that negative energy out. It can happen in so many ways where we can sometimes take that negative energy on and start complaining and start whining and start really being unhappy and becoming victims of life. When you have that consciousness, you are not open to the pure positive energy of God's guidance. Lots of things can remove negativity. The number one thing that can actually keep you positive is by always being grateful. Waking up in the morning, saying your gratitude affirmations, be grateful at least for 5 things in the morning and at night. And when we realize how blessed and positive the energy is around us, we can release a lot of that negative energy. You can also put a lot of white light around you to protect you from the negative energy that's out there in life. The last one here is God's thinking. I am more open to receive God's guidance when I think more like God, which is thinking about everyone's needs, not just my own. Again, I am more open to receive God's guidance when I think more like God, which is thinking about everyone's needs, not just my own. This is the inner conductivity, the energy conduit that we have that we can share in prayers and energy and love and those around us. And this is really when we really send out that energy and care about people around us. All of a sudden, then we are working as God's instruments. And when we look at some of the great saints and the great teachers in life, and the ones we may never hear of, the ones that are the nurses, the doctors, the people who are dedicating their lives to helping, whether it's a person doing a great job writing their book or whether it's someone in an office keeping people positive, I'm thinking about the energy and sharing those with that positive energy resource with those around you increases that flow, that conduit of energy that comes directly from God. And as you pour it out, more comes in. And it takes you away from getting stuck right there within yourself, thinking only of you. The next one is Christ-like visualizations. I visualize the interior of my body filled with the light of Christ consciousness, for that part of one-ment with God, where I may receive God's guidance. Again, I visualize the entire interior of my body filled with the light of Christ consciousness, but that in part of at one-ment with God is where I may receive God's guidance. That Christ consciousness is something you can always have as a switch to flip to. When you find yourself slipping into darkness or getting yourself off track, ask to go to that light of Christ consciousness and fill your entire mind, body, and spirit with that Christ consciousness. And then you are indeed in that place of at-one-ment. That at-one-ment, by the way, is a certain energy that you are at one part of God directly. And that's how you receive God's guidance. The next affirmations on meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish and maintain a pipeline flow of God's guidance between my Christ-minded consciousness and God, through which I may receive God's guidance. I'll repeat it. Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish and maintain a pipeline flow of that Christ-mind consciousness and God through which I may receive God's guidance. Now, here in this affirmation on meditation, we talk about some really key parts. Number one, how important meditation is. I've been meditating every day of my life since I was 14 when Dr. Masters taught me how to meditate. I find it the most valuable time of the day. Dr. Masters' entire works are based on meditation, and in this affirmation is exactly why. It is your mystical connection to God. Now, maybe you only have a few minutes in the morning or a few minutes at night, but those few minutes are the most important minutes of your day. It's that time where you get plugged into the power of God. It's a time where you go within and connect with yourself, your soul. And then you are, through your soul, connected to that Christ mind consciousness, that pure light, and the union with God. And that's when you are open to receive the guidance that you need that can change your life. Now, you can indeed find miraculous things occur when you connect with God and when you turn your will over to God. And when you follow these affirmations, are very, very deep, and they really get to the point where you can find that you can have God as your life coach. God will guide you. God is the best teacher and the best guide. It's really possible when you think about it. God is a presence that knows you inside and out, with all the good and the bad parts. It's a presence that's known you for lifetimes and only wants the very, very best for you. Someone who's always on call, no matter what, even when you're sleeping. And you know what else? You never have to pay for the help you get. It's really possible with the power of God's presence that God can be your life coach. But you have to be at the point where you really are willing to listen, to turn your will over to God's will, and where you can connect with that power that guides you. And you have to be very, very clear you're not being driven by your ego. You know, God always has your back. He's always been waiting for you to call upon him. He is your direct connection to the highest purpose that you have. Your purpose and that purpose of your lifetime is held there and given to you by God, and it's in your soul. Now, why would you even want to take a secondhand coach, secondhand information from others? A lot of times these people really are just guided by their own motivation to make money. Those people probably aren't even at the same level of awareness you are. So no one knows you better than God does. And no one wants to help you more than God does, because he is expressing his highest form of being through you, as he did with Christ. There is this love that we all seek and need, for we're all created with that eternal light and that promise in the depths of our hearts that there is some unconditional and perfect love that understands us. That is God there. God is exactly that. And God wants us to follow that path and understand and express that love that is all part of creation and is created for everyone. God's path gets you in touch with your true self and with the God within. God is always there waiting to direct and guide you. And it's that inner voice that speaks in whispers to your soul. Now, some people call it intuition, but it is that inner being, that presence that is that intuition. It's a powerful presence that's your resource to use to make your life better. The creator of all life is God. God is the creator, and his creation is alive, working within us. And this mystical path we're talking about here isn't just a Sunday kind of love. This isn't going to church on Sunday and feeling good for a few minutes and meeting people. This is a 24/7 kind of love. It's a direct connection to always being connected and then living what you have learned from that resource within you. That's the daily connection. That's the practical mysticism. It's a two-way communication based on your very relationship with God and how God can guide you in your life. Now, you can indeed make a daily practice of how to live with God's love and how to set up a line of communication with Him. And you will learn indeed in time how to listen and hear that guidance. You'll learn how to be a living PowerPoint. That point of the one highest light in God's mind and heart will be alive and connected in your heart and mind. That point's alive in God's light and love to use and share, and it will help make your life a lot better and you a better person too. So how do we foster and care for the love that God has for us and that we have for Him? This isn't a one-time thing. It's a lifelong path to follow. Now, again, we talked about how key meditation is, how you connect in the morning. And I like to also at least take some time at night before you go to sleep. And as it was said in the affirmations, make sure you're in a positive state, that if you say thank you, that you're making that gratitude, that blessing, and recognizing the blessings in your life. And this connection is established within you. And once it's established, it just does grow stronger. It doesn't mean necessarily your life is going to get easier, but it does mean whenever you do have challenges in your life, you have someone there to turn to always. And no matter what, you can call upon God. The gift of the love of the creators has come to bring that Holy Spirit to unite us all as one. This is the Spirit that brings joy and peace and understanding and love to all. This is our true inheritance. This is what our soul longs for and seeks to find. This is that part of us that remembers always what it was like before we were born, to be whole, to be complete, that is indeed our very reason for being, to know that that love, that unconditional love and that resource is always there for us. What a gift that is. Yes, once you make that commitment, the soul commitment, don't be fooled by the distractions that are there created by the ego. And the ego tells you, you're not worthy. Who are you? What do you think you are? But you are worthy. You are a child of God. And you have the power to claim your true inheritance. The ego says you can't do it. But if you try every day, you can. Finding the love of God's is that really, I think, the most important reason for being. It's why you are here. And yes, when you're ready to be made whole and meet the truth of really who you are, you will stop and listen to that inner voice that's calling you. You can find that inner urging to follow that mystical path, that true connection to unite with God and let that Christ be alive and born in you. All you really have to do is make the decision and say yes and commit yourself to take the time to let God's light and love into your heart and soul, and take the time to make God your best friend, your life coach, to listen to God's guidance, and be willing to follow the path that the masters live with loving kindness to let God guide you. And you can learn how to use these sacred tools that have been given to you and put them to work in your life. This is a practice that will really, truly change your life. And it's a gift that's free. But you must give yourself to God and become that servant, because you realize that you are blessed by giving back what you've been given. You know, the path is a long one. I've been on it for 50 years, and sometimes it's not easy. But my gosh, the journey is filled with so many miracles and so many blessings that will stay with you for more than even this lifetime. God's given us these blessings, these tools to use, and you were brought to that power and that presence of God by the presence and the teachings of Christ. And we can use these sacred tools to improve our lives and others' lives. And if we slip and fall, well, we just get back up and start all over again. So I encourage you to always remember, take a little time Take a little time to connect with God in the morning and at night. Let God guide you. Let God be your life coach. Be aware when you meditate if there are things that are blocking you, if you feel you're not worthy. We all have issues that will come up when we meditate. That's part of the reason we meditate, is to allow whatever's there to be released, to become aware of it. When you give yourself to God, that advisor is there. God can be your advisor, and he will guide you into what to do with it. I have found this to be a very powerful tool. Every day when I meditate, and that's been, as I said, every day since I've been 14, I take the time to write down even a few words that come to me. And that has opened up that pipeline that Dr. Masters talks about. That's that connection. And that has spoken to me in ways that sometimes I didn't quite remember before I would think of writing things down. Some of that can get lost. But if you immediately pick up a pen, or you can even type it into your notes on your phone, write whatever is there that comes to you. And sometimes it will start with a few key words, and then it'll expand, and you'll be amazed how the teachings will come directly from that highest source. I have been taught so many powerful things by that presence and that God within. I write all of my words based on that connection that comes from the inner source, that comes to me in meditation. And I was meditating on this week's very important talk on affirmations and God's guidance from Dr. Masters' beautiful book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. And this is what came to me. I am one with that inner spark that lights the eternal fire of the soul. I am the one of that I am that I am. And with love, I will find those blossoms that will in time grow. God, please be here with me. And each moment of every day, teach me how to love as you love, and guide me with the words that you say, so I may share the prayer you pray. I pray for the faith that I have in you to give me strength, and to have a greater faith in me too, for I believe in the power that you hold. I've seen miraculous healings and redemptions that comes to the soul, and I wish to be a vehicle that shares that living light. So I turn it all over to you, God, to show me what's wrong and what's right. Give me the faith each and every day to carry on. And with you as my life coach, let me know how I can be strong. And let your love guide me on the very best way to serve with love and kindness, and with your grace each and every day. Those are just some of the words that kind of come to me, and I'm going to also share a meditation that I got on this subject with you now, and it's a guided meditation. Now, there's a value in guided meditations, and if you like guided meditations, I highly recommend you going to metaphysics.com and get Dr. Masters' 32 meditations called The Voice of Meditation. They're really powerful and beautiful. I've been using them for years. So take a moment and take a few deep breaths. Let's breathe in, hold your breath for a few minutes, and breathe out. Let anything that's out there just go. Turn within and relax and breathe again. Breathe deeply in. Hold your breath for a few minutes. Well, actually, say a few seconds, and breathe out and listen to your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Focus your energy there in that heart center within you. Let it take you to the sacred place of God's love deep within you. Clear away any blocks and any worries, any old things that need any kind of forgiveness and healing. Send it light and love, and trust enough to believe that you can connect with that love of God within you. And the true source of the unconditional love of God is living there. Go deep into that place of purity, of innocence, of power. And now go deeper, deeper still. And listen. Listen to the heartbeat within you. Listen to the heartbeat of the universe as you align with the universal energy. Listen to the love of the divine that lives in everything. And now listen for any guidance that you may be asking for, that you may need. Listen in the silence and hear. Let go of any kind of thoughts that come that drift between you and that pure energy that is God's light and love, and be in tune with that energy as you listen to your inner heart. God's love will guide you to find the timeless inner soul that holds your true purpose. This is something you can be sure of and you need to know. Let this energy renew you with God's infinite love that grows, and be aligned to that one great source of love. For love is the key to really opening the door to our destiny. And know you can always go to this place within and listen to your heartbeat and listen to the sound of light. And let that very energy be aligned with your true purpose in life. Find that you can be the one that is actually holding this energy of the very breath of God, that Holy Spirit can speak to you, so you can be an instrument of love. It reflects the music that holds the truth of God's harmony, and gifts always come when you listen, just listen, to the heartbeat of creation, and you'll be in tune with the rhythm of love, the energy of the universe, and the cosmic mysteries that are waiting to unfold. Believe it. Absorb this into your whole being. That power is waiting here within. Be attuned to the force that draws you every day to the light of all lights, the love of all loves, this gift that is alive in our heartbeat, in the heart of God, that gives us the love and the wisdom. Be attuned to that one anchor of the soul that knows your purpose, and let that soul be recharged by the Christ mind, the God mind within. And be a part of God's greater purpose and the holy energy that's revealed. Remember every day to come back to this place, that heartbeat of that love. Let it guide you every single day, deeper and deeper, until you become the heartbeat of God's love. Breathe in and slowly come out of that state of meditation. And be aware of that gift right there within you that connects you to God. I'm going to share the one beautiful translation that is an Aramaic translation of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song which sanctifies all renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Amen. Thank you so much for joining the talk today. You can go to metaphysics.com and find out more and get the book that's so wonderful. This was based on that book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, as well as the book, Mystical Insights. It's available at metaphysics.com and amazon.com. And thank you for listening. And you can go to mysticalperceptives, Mystical Perspectives. For more information, mysticalperspectives.com has all the shows that I've been doing so far. So I want to thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day.